Because looks are everything. Because looks are everything. Get down.
The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Welcome back. We are here with a minisode this time. Mark's not here, so unfortunately he's letting me loose on the buttons again. So with me, I've got Dale. Long-suffering Dale is always in the podcast with us. and we've also got Marky P.
Hello.
So what are you doing here?
I'm standing.
You're standing?
Mm.
For?
Don't know.
So it appears that no one's got an idea.
Why I'm an 89th minute substitute. Coming off the bench.
Okay. Do you like sitting on the bench?
Yeah. It's comfy.
Very comfy. Mm. Right, so if you tune into our last episode, so which was our first of the new season episodes, which was about detailing in the past, and we were going through things and reminiscing, weren't we, Dale?
When I were a lad.
Ah. So we've got a few questions or comments that we had from that last episode. So we're just going to go through those with you quickly first. So I believe Dale's got a question over there, and I've got a few.
Yes. Let me just have a look at what I've wrote down.
Put your binoculars on.
Put your readers on.
It was an email, but I've just scribbled something down. I can't really read what I've scribbled down here.
Brilliant.
Okay, so Paul is talking about we all used to use chamois or synthetic chamois. He's saying he still uses a chamois and he finds it quite good. What convinced him why he should use a microfiber towel? Mark?
Oh, hello. well, then, yes, they do work. They do draw moisture away from the surface, which is what you're aiming to do in drying the car. But with them being a flat surface, a chamois, there's no pile to it, so any contaminants or dirt that's left on the car is just going to get drawn across the surface.
So you're saying it's got no piles?
It's got no pile.
Oh, pile. Sorry, I think pile. It's something else.
Is that a minute in?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. This is a serious question by Paul.
Yes. Sorry, Paul. You haven't got piles. No, a chamois is a flat surface, so yes, it will absorb water, but there's no texture to it, there's no fibres there to pull anything away from the surface of the vehicle. So if there is anything still left there and you're drawing a chamois across, yes, it'll be wet. However, there is potential there for it to cause some damage, whereas with a towel, there is a texture, a pile to the towel, so any dirt will be drawn into that pile away from the surface, which will then stop the car from becoming scratched.
Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome, Dave.
Very good answer there.
It was a very professional answer under the circumstances.
Your question, Paul.
So basically what we're saying is your chamois will dry your vehicle, but a drying towel
and
is safer.
What towel would you recommend, Mark, as a drying towel?
If you've got a car that's very well protected, something like a fixed loop drying towel, like our Hustler, would be really good. If you've got a car that isn't so well protected, so maybe clinging onto a bit of water, I'd probably go for something like our Hustler, which is a bit more absorbent.
Did you just say Hustler twice?
Reaper. Can't they just have names?
I believe you did, yes.
Can't you just give them normal names?
Because and Kev are like looking at
towel
each other.
Towel one, towel two. So a Hustler is the single-sided fixed loop drying towel. The Reaper is the more absorbent, more plush
microfiber
drying
towel.
That's
got a thicker GSM.
Yes. We'll not get into that again.
It's all right, because soon you'll have your wish, you know, because obviously the Reaper will be no more.
Yes, will be something
will
else.
Will be renamed and redeveloped. So, yes, you will have drying towel A and drying towel B, maybe.
But they won't be called that.
No, they won't be called that.
Be easy.
That'd be a bit stupid.
Be easy. They won't be called that either.
Be easy. Right, okay.
So thanks for that question, by the way, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
So I've got another question. This one comes from Andy. I've got no... So your name, just Andy. So he says he remembers back in the day polishing his red Escort XR3i with T-cut. Something we discussed the other day, T-cut.
We did.
And he says that obviously we mentioned in the last podcast about getting paint transfer when you're using a product like T-cut and it turns your towels red or blue or whatever colour your car was. So he says that as he was polishing it, he noticed that the front of the vehicle wasn't giving him any paint residue, so he was getting no color transfer, but he did from the rear, and he just wondered why that might have been.
Why are all these being directed at me?
Because you're the guest. You're standing. Okay. So,
well, teacup's quite an aggressive polish, so it has a lot of abrasives in it. So yeah, it was probably really good to polish, and it probably did get rid of marks and things and oxidisation. But the reason he's probably getting paint transfer is because the panels that weren't lacquered, basically. So if they were single stage paint, which was kind of the paint and lacquer all in one, then you will get paint transfer from that because it's not sealed separately. Whereas paints nowadays, you've got a base coat, your colour, and then a 2K lacquer which goes on top. So when you polish your car now, you're actually polishing the clear coat
and not the paint.
Not the paint. Yep. So that was probably why. Probably being a Ford, an old Ford, it was probably repaired with different panels. So it may be that the front end had been resprayed in newer paint, and the back end was probably the original.
So what you're saying there, Andy, is your car probably had an accident at some point.
Well, no, it might have just been
two different paints on it.
Might have just been panel damage that was easy to replace, or, you know, because it's a Ford, it may have had tin worm issues. So
you're trying to say your 80s and 90s Fords were quite rust prone.
Yes,
this goes for any 80s and 90s car, don't it? Pretty much
the Ford, Ford Colander range. Yes, everything was. They were though. That was an issue with those cars, wasn't it? It was rust.
So. Most cars of that era had rust issues. Yeah. So there you go, Andy. So that's probably because you've got two different paint types on your vehicle. So you've got clear coated panels, which obviously don't produce any paint transfer, and then you've got normal single stage paint, which will produce some paint transfer when using abrasive polishes. Cool. So, last one. I've not got a name for this one, so I don't think they provided a name. But anyway, he says...
No usernames left.
No username left. He says, he's still got a Mark V Cortina that has vinyl trim and vinyl seats. It's currently using a silicon-based dressing. Should he be using something else instead of a silicon-based dressing on vinyl?
You can use silicon on vinyl. It's going to be very shiny and very slippy.
Mm-hmm. Especially on vinyl seats.
It may not also be anti-static, so it may attract dust. Mm-hmm. You can use it, but I would imagine, you know, I would say...
Does he say what product it is, Kev?
No, he doesn't say. So we can't bash anybody.
But to me, I mean, I'd treat vinyl kind of similar to leather. You know, I'd perhaps use a dedicated interior cleaner.
Yeah, that'd be my recommendation.
Know.
I mean,
because ideally you don't want. I know vinyl looks very nice when it's shiny, but kind of with leather, you don't want leather shiny because shiny leather is usually dirty.
Yeah.
Or worn. Yeah. So I'd go for the, if you want them clean and you don't get in the car and then slide out through the passenger door.
So especially if you go for something like Fab, then Kev, for clean them up.
Fab or cleanse.
Fab would be good. Cleanse would work as well. And then obviously you can dress them with, you want to use pink sheen or something like that.
Elegance
could be used as well. So, there's no issue with using a silicon-based dressing on vinyl in terms of like if it's vinyl dash or vinyl door cards, but it is going to make it really, really glossy, really shiny. And obviously on older cars as well, you've normally got, there's no like contoured dashboards. One big slab, aren't they, basically? So if you've got a really shiny dashboard, that's going to cause issues with reflections and vision. Yeah. And, you know, all you're going to see is your nice shiny dashboard reflected in the windscreen.
As you run into the back of the lorry.
Correct.
Yes.
And in your older car, that might not be a good thing to happen.
No, because your knees were the crumple zones in most older cars.
So what we're saying then is you can basically use any of the interior products that we do in terms of cleaners, so Fab or Cleanse, which obviously vinyl isn't leather, but it would still work in a similar way. Fab would be my best one to use, especially if you're trying to strip off existing dressings And then pink sheen, which is obviously a semi-gloss finish interior dressing, and it's also anti-dust or anti-static. So talking about that then, Dale, what would you use on a motorbike seat then?
Great timing that was.
He's just got a
big mouthful of water.
Mouthful of water.
Thanks for that, Kev.
Well, I wasn't looking at you. I saw you taking your sneaky swig.
If it's a standard bike seat, which again will just be vinyl.
Yeah, so most of them are vinyl. Well,
yeah,
they're all vinyl.
Most of them are. I mean, you can get. I've got a custom leather seat, but obviously I had that custom made.
And did that, was that a quick turnaround on that, Dale?
It took about 12 weeks.
So not too good. Anyway.
So couldn't they catch the cow? Come back.
It's not cow leather. It's not cow hide.
Oh. It's something special.
It's cat hide.
Yeah. Alpaca.
Rat hide, maybe. Anyway, so what were you saying? Yeah.
A lot of rats.
Yeah, so pretty much the same, really. You could use like fab, just clean it off, and then I've even used like Revive on mine to just, you know, give it a little bit of protection.
Because obviously it'll soak in and it doesn't leave a slippery finish.
Obviously, you've got to be careful on a bike seat because you don't want a slippery finish, do you?
Well, it depends where you're going. Sometimes bike goes one way, you go the other.
Yeah. And then obviously for the leather seat, you just treat that like leather. You use like Cleanse and then Revive.
Yeah. So, we did have someone inquiring the other day about treating leather, like saddlebags, panniers, whatever they're called.
Yes.
About treating them.
We had Jonathan from Wildlife Moto.
Yep. Hi, Jonathan. If you're listening. Probably isn't.
Shameless plug.
You've got to plug people. Thank you for that question, No Name. I also had a question which is pretty similar, which was for an MGB with a black vinyl roof. And again, cleaning and conditioning, that would be a similar process. You could use, in fairness, you could probably use Pink Sheen.
I was going to say, you use Liquid Abyss.
Yeah, exactly. Liquid Abyss would be much better in terms of, protection and restoring the colour as well.
UV protection as well, with it being the roof.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Could you use Fabri Shield on that, Kev?
On a vinyl roof? Mm. No.
Curveball?
Yeah, it is a bit of a curveball. No, because basically there's no pile to the surface for it to bond to. Okay. So it just wear off, basically.
Slip off, wouldn't it?
So you're better off
to absorb into, is there?
Yeah, you'd be better off treating it like paint than you would like fabric or leather, basically. So, cool. Yeah, I think that's all the questions that we have. Yeah. So, what are we discussing today, then?
Thanks for all the questions, by the way, guys.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
And if you want to ask any more questions, Kev, where do they email into?
Email into adpodcast@autobrightdirect.co.uk.
Or you can... drop us a message on any of the social platforms.
Yep. So Facebook, Instagram, anything else?
Twitter. We're still on Twitter.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't go on Twitter.
Are we on TikTok?
Yes, we're on TikTok as well. Right. We're on everything.
I'm not on TikTok. No. Too old.
I'm on TikTok, but all I ever see is him and Nick messing about.
That's why I'm not on TikTok.
TikTok's that like the outlet. It's like therapy for Mark and Nick, that is.
It is.
What, for their bromance?
Oh, bromance.
No.
Right, so again, friends. What we're going to talk about then is a couple of questions that have been asked over the years, or should I say, a couple of statements that I think have been made over the years. Is first one, is snow foam a gimmick? Does snow foam actually work? Do I need to use snow foam?
Well, how many questions?
Well, it's all along the same vein.
Can you only have three wishes?
More money.
Yeah, you have rubbed the lamp again if you want any more.
Is that a euphemism for something else?
No. It was a reference to genies and you having three wishes, three questions.
That's what you're asking me.
Rub your lamp.
No.
Yes.
I haven't got my lamp with me today anyway.
It's always bad when Mark's in the podcast, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
One Mark or the other.
It isn't.
Just as bad.
I say things, you take them the wrong way and then... But we go.
It's not getting any better.
That's what she said.
Snow foam gimmick. No, it does work.
It does work.
It loosens dirt,
which is what it's designed to do.
It pulls it down, which is what it's designed to do. Pulls it down from the top of the vehicle. Literally, yes. Children.
Yes, it does. So yeah.
So if you've got like mud or clay or why is this funny?
You set him off now. That's
if you've got if you've got things that are stuck to the paintwork and you need to soften them up to be able to get them off. I was just waiting for that one there. There we go.
Holding that one in.
Yeah. Then snow foam, yeah, it'll work. It's like a pre-soak, Like if you were washing your clothes and there was something in them, you'd pre-soak them in something, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. You'd want to get rid of the majority of the dirt before you actually...
So
they do work, yes.
Going back to when snow foams first sort of came out.
I'm not old enough to remember that.
Of course you aren't. So the first sort of snow foams that I used were very sort of like weak compared to in comparison to what we've got now. I know obviously Clive talks about this a lot on the Back to Basics when he was in the States. The first snow foams he used, he said basically as soon as you applied them to the car, you got around one side and it dropped off basically. There was no dwell time. So a snow foam from that sort of era, I would probably say, maybe wasn't necessarily something you need to use.
No, because they weren't doing the job that you wanted them to do.
If you've not got a long enough dwell time, it's not really going to soften anything, is it?
No, it's just going to drip off.
But surely it would help to drag debris off.
It will, but with a snow foam that only dwells for, you know, 30 seconds or whatever, you probably find that a decent pressure rinse would remove as much debris or loose debris as a weak snow foam like that. So obviously we've got Magifoam and Superfoam that we use at the moment. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that snow foam normally gets, let's say, a reputation as, or what a lot of people mistakenly think snow foam is a contactless wash solution. Yeah. So basically you spray it on, you leave it sitting on there for 10 minutes, whatever you
rinse it off and,
rinse it off and job done. Which, as we all know, it doesn't. So that's not what it's designed to do. So with, in conjunction with a pre-wash, so obviously snow foam itself is a pre-wash, but you've also got citrus, which you would use first if you've got a really dirty vehicle. So what you're doing essentially is you're loosening the bonded stuff with citrus, and then the snow foam then takes most of that away.
Yeah.
Or the vast majority of it away anyway.
You're aiming to get the car as, it seems kind of a bit illogical, but you're aiming to get the car as clean as possible before you touch it.
Or bike.
Well, let's bring me on to another section in a sec. So
that's the aim of these pre-washes. Mm-hmm. You know, there will never, unfortunately, I don't think there will ever be anything as such as a non-contact wash. I think you'll always have to do something.
There are really, really strong snow foams available.
Yeah.
That will remove a lot more than a standard snow foam will.
But they're not LSP safe.
Correct. Yeah. So they are basically, a lot of them are like foaming TFR based. So they remove a lot of dirt, but they also remove most of your protection as well. Yeah. And obviously, you're trying to strike a balance between getting the vehicle clean in a relatively short time frame, but also doing it safely so you're not going to damage any of the plastics or stain anything or remove your waxes and things like that. So in that sort of, in that area, then snow foam is an essential part of detailing. It's an essential part of what we do. Yeah.
Definitely.
We never do a vehicle where we don't snow foam it, do we?
No.
even maintenance washes if it's clean.
Yeah, even if it's really, you know, even if it's something we're going to polish, we'll still follow the steps and, we don't want to inflict any more damage than it's already there.
Correct, yeah. So, getting back to you then, Dale. Bikes. Snow foam on bikes?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
I personally don't do it.
Because?
Because I'm lazy.
That's true. can't say anything else any more than that, can we, really? So, basically, if you were using a bike year-round, and it was your only method of transport to and from work or whatever, you'd probably snow foam more.
100%, yeah. You'd need to. But for obviously, because my bike's a pleasure and I don't tend to ride in the rain a lot.
Or ever.
It never gets dirty.
My main
thing is just like dust and, you know, dead flies.
So when you're washing that, is it mainly citrus?
Yeah, citrus. I find citrus works well. I have snow foamed my bike in the past and it's been really grubby. Mm-hmm. But
all we'll say when obviously snow foaming motorbikes is just make sure that you are covering any areas that are potential problems when it comes to water ingress. Not necessarily the snow foam, just water in general.
Your main areas where a vulnerability are obviously clocks, switch gears, mm-hmm. things, so any electrical components like that, we tend to wrap them up here and, you know.
You can either wrap them or you can rinse them where, you can rinse it with a low pressure solution, couldn't you, like an open hose or, you know, pressure washer that's turned down.
Yeah, if you've got variable pressure on your pressure washer, then just always recommend that anyway, the bike, to turn your pressure down or just use like a hose pressure.
Well, that's an issue mainly with just water, isn't it? It's not necessarily an issue with using a snow foam.
No, that's the power of the water.
Yeah, it's making sure that your snow foam's rinsed off thoroughly.
It's like you wouldn't hold your pressure washer on a car directly over your radiator, would you?
No. Strangely enough, no. So snow foam, I think we can all agree that snow foam is definitely an essential part of detailing.
That's not because we make it and sell it, and you know, it's not a biased opinion. And it's an opinion from not using it years ago and using it now, and we can see the difference that it makes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an opinion based on fact.
And it's not just for cars and bikes either, is it? Obviously, if you've got a large vehicle or a caravan or a camper van, it's handy because you can get to places it's hard to reach if you haven't got step ladders or anything, isn't it? Too.
Yeah, yeah. We have done motorhomes, caravans,
yeah,
HGVs, horse boxes.
What's the one
else
we have off Key Railing? What you have in the show
it's
trailer?
Like a mobile showroom. So it's basically it's like a box van, isn't it, where the side opens out and there's a, you know, you get a display area and yeah,
all the sides.
So we do that quite regularly, and that gets snow foamed. Again, things like vinyls. So you've got vinyl stickers, not normally an issue with snow foam.
No.
Again, with something like a vinyl, anything that's not actual paint, you just need to be aware that any product that you leave on there that can dry out has got the potential to stain. Yeah. And obviously, if it's gloss vinyl, you can normally remove that with something light, like cherry glaze. If it's matte vinyl, then you've got to be a little bit more careful what you put on it.
As with matte paint.
And what dries, yeah. Cool. Okay, so the next one I was going to cover as well, then, basically, is contact washing necessary. So this obviously falls in line with the processes. So if I've done citrus wash and I've done snow foam, is contact wash a necessity?
Yes.
Yes. So Mark says yes.
I think so, yes.
Dale?
I'd say yes.
So we all agree it's a yes.
Yes.
So
it's three yeses.
Three yeses.
It's a yes
through
for me.
Through to the next round.
Golden buzzer.
Yeah.
So
not that good.
Contact washing is definitely a necessity because even with lots of pre-wash and rinsing, you're going to get dirt and grime in there that's going to be stuck hard to the surface, basically. You've got bonded contaminants and stuff as well. And sometimes you can get dirt where no matter what you put on the top of it, it doesn't actually move until
you touch it,
apply some, you know, contact to it. So contact wash is definitely a necessity. What about in terms of the process? So you've got, obviously we do two buckets,
you do
grit guards, a decent quality wash mitt, that sort of thing. So if I was doing a vehicle that I'm not particularly fussed about, so I'm not thinking about swirls and marks and things like that, I just want to get it clean.
You're talking about your own car now, Kev?
Yeah. mine only gets washed when Nick washes it. So would you then still recommend me having two separate buckets and two grit guards?
If we were just doing something to get it clean, so like if you wanted to just say a valet, so it was more about getting the vehicle clean than it was about worrying about protecting against swirls, scratches, etc. I think one bucket, with a grit guard, I think one bucket washed from top to bottom would be acceptable.
Again, this all depends on the level of dirt that's left on it after you've done your pre-rinses, doesn't it?
I mean, if you're still talking about a vehicle that's, you know, really thick in something, two bucket every time, because you need to get that away from the vehicle, rinse onto the floor, you need to rinse your mitt out, and then you need fresh shampoo.
Don't rinse your mitt on the floor, though.
No, I mean, wring your mitt out on the floor, sorry. What? Wring the mitt out onto the floor.
Outside the buckets,
Yeah, onto the floor.
Okay.
That's why I said floor, not bucket. And then into your clean water and into your shampoo.
And what's the process for that, Mark? You've got a nice little jingly saying you say for that, aren't you?
Yeah, it was something that I came up with training somebody one day. So you've touched your car with your mitt. You want to wring that out onto the floor first. So wring, and then you want to rinse it in your rinse bucket, and then you want to wring it out again, and then you want to put it in your shampoo. Wake up, Dale. So basically, it's wring, rinse, wring, shampoo.
Ring, rinse, ring, shampoo.
That's the one. It's catchy, isn't it?
Kev built that up really good then. I was expecting something fantastic, and it was that.
That was it, yeah. But it was so good that the trainee even had it printed on a T-shirt for him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Shameless plug alert.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, Gary Bowman at Drenched Motor Vehicle Detailing, he had those printed.
He did, indeed, yes.
He did. So, yeah, thank you for those, Gary.
I still got mine at home.
Yes, mine's in the wardrobe. Special occasions.
Does it fit you now?
When we're practicing.
Rude. Very no, I've actually fixed that wardrobe issue, thank you. I had an issue over the lockdown where all my clothes that were in the wardrobe actually shrunk. So when I come to put them on, they were too small.
Did they shrink?
They shrunk in the wardrobe, yeah. So I couldn't get into stuff. I know. It was just over lockdown. I don't know what it was. But no, those wardrobes have been attended to now. So
so you've changed your wardrobe.
I've changed the wardrobes and everything's fine now.
It's fixed, so, everything.
Yeah, the clothes go in, I put them on, they fit. It's great. So, yeah.
I've got a wardrobe where stuff disappears.
Yeah.
Put stuff in and never see it again.
I haven't got one of them yet.
No.
No.
I think it's like, you know, like Narnia. You walk in and, you know, you're in the forest sort of thing. Mm. So I think my clothes go into the forest. Because there's tops that I think. Where I had a top, you know, a really nice top that I liked and it's vanished.
So yeah,
I haven't. Well, the kids have ate it.
I've succumbed to that, yeah. I'm sure.
Not come across that one.
Sure as Molly gets older, she'll, oh, that's a nice T-shirt, Dad.
Well, that's what normally happens with my T-shirts. Yeah. They go down through the kids. Yeah. Daniel has it, then James has it, then Alice will probably have it at some point.
Yeah. And then she'll give it back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. As a rag.
Yeah.
As a Christmas present.
All the colours come off it, and the stickers are off, and the motifs are all worn away, and yeah.
And then you cut it up, polishing cloth, like you used to do back in the day.
Yes, she did. My dad still does that.
Hey, you got some cloths out of your T-shirts, didn't you, Mark?
Whoa.
That's not wow. Nice, is it?
At least I didn't have to sew them together to make a big enough one. Ha! Back at you.
I thought you were going to ask him if he still shopped in Baby Gap.
No, not cruel.
Anyway.
Next for kids. Kev.
So it was, Mark was good enough to stand in for us this afternoon. He's got nothing but abuse so far.
Yeah, I know. Loving it. So I've got big shoulders.
What's
Shut up. Don't say anything.
On your list, Kev.
So what's next on the list? So I've also got common detailing mistakes. So it's another thing that I've been asked a few times.
Should we add Nick in for this one?
No, leave him alone.
Leave him alone, he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
So, common detailing mistakes.
Go on, Dale. What do you think is a common detailing mistake? You're looking at me.
I'm not a detailer.
No, but you do a bit, don't you?
No, he doesn't. He washes his bike every now and
then. All right, and you deal with trade customers and stuff, so you must have queries that come in where they've used something, and even you can look at it and go, well, you've done that wrong.
What's the number one detailing mistake that you think from... with customers that come to Autobrite?
Customers come to Autobrite?
Yeah, what's their number one mistake?
I don't know, they vary, don't they?
No, there's one primary
mistake.
Well,
you probably know, because you deal with people more.
He's padding for time here, isn't he? I'm gonna hazard a guess that it's probably Purple Rain as a wheel cleaner and not as a decontaminant. Was that not the one?
No, that's very specific. Oh, okay. I was thinking a bit more broad. So the most common mistake that new customers to Autobrite make is... over application.
Oh yeah, using too much.
Using too much. That's the most common. I mean, obviously, as you said, specific product, specific issues like using Purple Rain as a wheel cleaner instead of a full light remover is a common one. But to be honest, it's not a massive mistake.
No,
it's using it the right place. Yeah, it's maybe a slight different use. It's not the most economical way of doing it, obviously.
Oh yeah, no, of course, yeah. 3/4 of a bottle of cherry glaze, I can't get it off. Yeah. Yes.
That's the same with dilution rates, though, sometimes, isn't it? People think the more
product they put in, the better it'll work. And sometimes it's the opposite. Like, yeah. The more you put in, the harder work it is to remove it. Okay, so specific detailing mistakes then. So anything that you can think of that people have spoke to you about?
Over-applying tyre dressings.
Yeah. Yep.
But, I mean, that's probably a valeting / detailing mistake that's as old as... the hills, basically, isn't it? You strap it all the time years ago.
Slap it on thick.
Slap your tyre paint on. Don't wait long enough for it to dry. Drive off. And boom. All the time.
But it still happens.
It does. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Even I did it the other week.
Yes, you did. And me and Nick ripped you relentlessly for it.
That's only because, in my defence, my tyre gloss is in a bucket with a brush. So, with it being exposed to the air.
A bucket?
A little paint kettle with a brush.
No, it's not a bucket.
Little bucket. It is to Dale.
wow.
You've got to let me have one. Come on.
You know about the thimble?
Yeah.
Dang.
Brush. No, so it's from when I used to do a bit of...
Valeting.
And it was just easy to have tyre dressing in a little paint kettle with a brush to paint it on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously with it being exposed to the air, it's thickened up.
Yeah. So tire glosses. Would you recommend using a brush with tyre gloss on?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Brush with tyre gloss, but a brush with Dungeon Master, but a waffle app with Well Dressed. because it's gel based. Because you'll be hours with a brush with that, because you won't be able to move it around the tyre. But no, the reason my tyre gloss did what it did is because it's in a little paint kettle, and it's the air's got to it, and it's thickened up, so it's kind of gone like a gel. So I've painted it on and obviously put a little bit too much on.
Kasplat.
The tyres look lovely.
Yeah, they did look really
and they
nice.
Look lovely for about 4 weeks.
Because you've got that much tyre gloss on.
Because there's that much tyre gloss on them. But, yeah.
But unfortunately, you ended up with a polka dot car, didn't you?
It came off dead easy.
Like a ladybird.
Yeah, because I've got a really well-protected car.
Is that because you keep getting trainees to clean it for you?
That's right. so, yeah, it just came off dead easy. So, no, back to what was the original question. Detailing mistakes. I think one that you see a lot is people using sort of either shampoo or snow foam as a clay lubricant.
Yep.
That's quite common because people think, oh, it's really good because it's foamy, it's soapy, it'll be a really good slick surface to draw the clay over. When in fact, you're actually making a barrier between the paintwork and the clay because there's too much lubrication there. So you're not actually touching the car.
So what you're saying basically is there's a fine line between...
You need some friction.
Too wet and too dry.
Yeah, you need a little bit of friction, obviously, for the clay to do its job. But if there's no friction there at all, the clay will just glide across the surface and won't pull anything off the car. So,
and it'll be quite moiry. It'll skip and...
Yeah, it'll just...
More the paint and...
Like our guy with
get
his
a bit sticky.
Like our guy with his vinyl seats. He'll be in one side and out the other. Phew! Gone. So...
To be honest, getting back to the guy with the vinyl seats, I had a customer when we were down at Woolstanton who insisted that I use Super Sheen.
I remember you saying about this.
On his vinyl seats. And so there are still people out there that do like shiny seats, shiny vinyl
like
seats.
The old dashboard shine.
Maybe they like sliding around.
They like the old dashboard shine. It was the thing, wasn't it? You had to have like the shiniest, darkest dashboard.
Flash dash. We talked about this in the last episode. Yeah. Used to get the little sponges that you used to get from the petrol station. And
yeah.
Then when they started collecting dust, it was just like one big globby mess. And they had a nice lemon fragrance.
Lemon. Yeah.
Right, speaking of lemons, I don't think I've got anything else to cover today. So,
was that after the common detailing mistakes? Is there any more anybody can think of?
If you can think of any, drop us an email.
Yeah. Any common detailing mistakes, don't direct them at Nick, because he probably uses them all himself.
You don't see many people washing out of all these things,
tell you,
do you?
I'll tell you one. People using fabric conditioners when they clean the towels.
Oh.
And that can be quite a big mistake.
It can.
Because obviously the conditioner then coats the fibres and it stops them absorbing water. If it's a drying towel, it stops them absorbing products. If it's a buffing towel... Yep. Again, you've not ruined them, though. Just rewash them without the fabric soft and they should be fine.
Yeah. Non-biological powder or tablets as well. Even better, some of our clean towels.
Clean towels,
now available in 5 litres.
Microfiber revitaliser.
Yes.
That works really well. So, yeah, it's very good. Any other detailing mistakes I can think of? Again, letting stuff dry.
Yeah, letting stuff dry.
As a major mistake.
Weather conditions.
Washing your car in direct sunlight.
Yeah. Using TFR.
That's not...
There's a time and a place for that, though,
isn't it? Yeah, it's not necessarily a mistake, is it? But the big mistake is, you know, you're off work at the weekend, Sunday, dinner time, or whatever, the weather's really nice, it's 25 degrees outside, I'll go wash my car. That's a mistake.
No. Leave it till after 7.
You want either one, do you early in the morning or later at night? I mean, obviously, nothing will ruin your efforts quicker than watermarks, product drying on the surface, you know, streaks from your shampoo. Unless you're actually going to invest.
Well, if you've got filtered water, Kev.
I was just going to say, unless you're going to invest in filtered water.
Ooh.
In which case, it definitely eases the issue.
Yes.
Or if you've got a garage to work in, or you can move the car around the side of your house out of the sun.
Yes.
Swap sides. You know, there are a couple of different ways of dealing with it. You know, work a panel at a time. So wash a panel, rinse a panel.
So someone's in a shaded area, Kev, but it's still like 25 degrees.
It's still going to dry quicker because you're going to have a higher ambient air temperature. So again, that also goes for if it's cool outside, but it's windy. So if it's cool, you think, I'll wash my car, but it's really strong winds. That will dry the water quicker as well.
Strong winds in our office this morning.
Who was want the Dale? Yeah, just like a...
But another thing, if you have got to wash your car in some form of sunlight, then something I got taught very early on in my valeting career was you wash the cold side first and you wash the hot side last, and then you rinse the hot side off first. And then that there's less time for
and
the product.
And you also dry the hot side first as
correct.
Well.
Yeah.
So like I say, you can overcome it. You just got to do things. You just got to think a bit smarter about the way in which you wash it and how many panels you do and what direction you work
common
in.
Common sense, Kev.
Sadly lacking these days, Dale, common sense. I think it's getting out of fashion. There's not a great deal of common sense going around.
So just before you wrap up, don't get scared. I'm not going to say anything bad. When does this podcast come out? Is it on a Sunday?
Usually, I think it's going to be Sundays.
I believe so, yeah.
Sunday coming.
So, yeah.
So can we mention what's happening?
Yes, you can.
So I can reference that.
Yes.
So obviously this Sunday, football's coming home. So
if you just jinxed it now, the whole country's going to hear
yes.
it.
Podcast coming out around 4 p.m.
If England now lose, you're quite welcome
well,
to
no,
come
I
down
think,
auto
I think
and
if,
speak to Mark
I
Pallington.
I think if England don't make it, I think they've done exceptionally well. And I think they've lifted the country.
I agree.
After the past 18 months.
Done really well.
They've given us something to focus on and a little bit of a distraction from what's going on. So I think even if they don't win, the fact that they're at home at Wembley and they're in a final.
And they've got as far as they have.
And they've got as far as they have. I think it's enough. But it would be nice for them to win, and it would be nice for...
It'd be amazing if they win.
To see it in our lifetime anyway. I can't speak...
And if they want the trophy detailing.
Yeah, any of the lads listening from the England team, if you want your car detailing...
Of course they
drop
are.
Us a,
what else would they be doing?
Well, that's it. They're having a little pre-match.
They won't be training, would
pre-match,
they?
You
see them with the headphones in. Obviously, they've got the Auto Bright podcast on.
Yeah. So if anyone's listening from the England team...
Do you think any of the
I should imagine probably still recovering.
Detail their own car? Or just buy a new one when it gets dirty.
I think you should buy a new one. It's dirty, that one is next.
Yeah.
You've got piles of dirty cars in the back garden,
Really?
Yeah.
just throw them away.
Buy me a new one.
Buy me a new car.
Yeah, well done, England. Good luck.
Yes, well done.
Fingers
England.
Crossed. Let's do it.
Let's hope we don't get robbed.
No, I have faith.
It was a nail biting match last night.
Yeah.
It was.
I would have hated to check my blood pressure.
I actually participated in a few gins last night.
Yeah, you did, Dale. And just tell me how are you feeling this morning?
I was feeling fine.
Fine.
Feeling a little tender.
He's feeling fine this morning. So fine, he had to have his dinner for breakfast. So that tells you what sort of state he was in.
He came
to
the office about 10:30. He was chowing down on his apple, wasn't he? Yeah, I did. Brilliant.
I was hungry, that's all.
Half a bottle of gin yesterday.
I'm a growing lad.
Really?
Moving on.
I've been trying to grow for 48 years.
Has it worked so far?
No.
Even standing in the fertiliser doesn't work, does it? You just end up stinking.
Kev keeps asking me questions. I've got a mouthful of water.
Yeah, too.
Hilarious.
See, that's what you can tell he's in a delicate position today, because he's drinking lots of water.
I've been drinking lots of water for the last 2 weeks.
No, you haven't.
2-litre bottle, don't drink it all, you'll drown. Anyway. That's it now, quits.
Yeah.
Quits now, it's even, draw.
Okay, so thanks for listening, guys. It was just a little bit of a ramble this afternoon.
Yeah, it was good to have Marky P back.
Shucks. We'll let you know.
We had no one else, to be fair.
Yeah, you were bottom of the barrel.
It was you or Nick.
No competition, really.
Leave him alone.
No, we will get He's Nick in here. Another one, to be fair.
Yeah. Hey, the best buds now.
Yeah. Detailing friend. We've always been best buds. We just had a little bit of a...
Tiff.
A little bit of a... Love tete or tete. A little bit of a...
Tarte.
Tete or tete, as the French say.
Have you kissed and made up?
Yeah. We're all right. Fine. We don't need couples counselling or anything. It's fine.
Has it because we've had young Nathan and he's got between you?
Oh, he's not come between you, has he?
You're making your own jokes up now. No. Nathan's ref.
We should get Nathan up on a podcast.
Yeah, I think we need
soon,
to
I
get Nathan up.
He might not have a lot to say, but we'll get him sitting in the corner.
I think we are having some special guests, aren't we, on this season?
I believe so, yes.
We're still waiting for Mr. Nige Taylor. We'll have to arrange him for coming down.
Wait till he's got his little friend, and then he can bring it in the pot.
Yeah, and he can rattle it in the mic.
Yeah.
What friend?
His friend.
He's ceramic coated, didn't he?
Pen. Yes, his friend. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep asking him on the live videos on a Wednesday if he's come out yet.
He was getting put it in a bag, but he couldn't open it.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, he'll be listening. Hi, Nige.
You're never, ever, ever going to live that down, mate. Ever.
Hi, Nige. That's it. Keep pushing. It's nearly there.
That's not what she said. Right.
Too far.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us, guys. So join us again next time for episode 2 of season 2.
And what will that be, Kev?
That will be detailing from the present. So that'll be talking about current products, technologies, you know, current cars that we like, all things.
And I believe Mr. Moss will be back for that one.
He will indeed. So Mr. Moss will be back on the buttons. So it leaves me with one less job to do.
Do you know which button it is to press at the end?
No.
Brilliant.
I'm sure I'll figure it out.
The one that says end.
Should we pad for a bit while you figure out which one it is?
Yeah, you might want to pad for a bit.
Detailing. Shampoos.
I've got it now.
Have you got it? Yep. Brilliant.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Tune in next time to the Autobrite Direct podcast. Because looks are everything. Get down.